It's the Coach Home. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. And well, we're going to start with a bit of the story of the weekend. I mean, there were lots of stories, and to be fair, but a managerial change is always notable. And yeah, Rich from Wolves Fancast to go through that. So first of all, Rich, were you surprised? Is it the right decision? What did you make of it when it was announced?
I don't think it was too surprising in the end. The rumours circulated pretty quickly after the game, but I think there's been a shift in momentum the last 3 or 4 weeks around his position at Wolves and what he can do long term. And I think as soon as you start to lose some fans, or if, whenever the question is asked, can he turn things around? I think as soon as you ask that about a manager, the writing's on the wall, because you'll never be able to convince a certain amount of fans. You're not going to be able to move back to the other side of the room, in my opinion. And, you know, parts of it, he probably very much argue and debate that it was out of his control in terms of some of the acquisitions and things like that. But at the end of the day, we aren't a team who's set up to score a lot of goals. And when you look at the lineups, least of all, you know, even on Saturday, we weren't playing with a striker and we had a very depleted defence. And, you know, if you're set up not to score and set up that you're likely going to concede, there's only going to be one outcome, isn't there?
Yeah, no, that is fair. You're going to struggle to win football matches, and that's what he found so far. Is there any part of you that feels sorry for him? Is there any part of you that feels, well, if he'd have had a bit more luck with this and that, then it might have been different?
Yes, to a degree. I think he had a amount of good grace going. You know, it's easy to forget. Vogel's had a good overall finish last season. We did drop off a cliff the last 3 months of the season, and it was a big drop off from going to, you know, people having us potentially competing for a top five position to finishing where we did. There's a lot of question marks you can raise on that, and we discussed at the end of the season, actually, if he was sacked and the club were ruthless, would anyone miss him? Yeah. And I think my kind of take was, well, if he did, I'd feel a bit sorry for him, because he had done a good job. But if it was in the sense of progress, I think a lot of fans could have stomached it. So, and you know, he'd done enough to justify having another transfer window, a little bit longer. But it felt like we did ship out some of the slightly older players in the team, the players who were peripherals, but they've not necessarily been replaced.